Just a few halachot on the laws of Shabbat that we've been discussing, specifically laws that apply to the male. The first question was asked in halacha. A person wanted to know, is he allowed on Erev Shabbat, he's on the way to synagogue, he wants to drop some letters into a mailbox. Is it permissible or not? So according to the halacha, there is no problem to place a letter, a regular letter with postage on it, into a mailbox. Number one, first of all, you paid a set price. The stamp is considered a set price that you're paying, and therefore the goy now that delivers the mail, he's working for himself. But you paid him a set price, you go deliver the letter whenever you deliver it. You didn't tell him specifically exactly when and what. If he happens to carry it and deliver it on Shabbat, the goy is working for himself. It's not like he makes any extra money if he actually delivers it on Shabbat or not. And you didn't give it to the goy himself. You actually just put it in a box. So therefore, it would be permissible. The question would be regarding express mail, which means where a person wants to send, let's say, a letter express on Friday in order for Shabbat delivery. Really, in this case, Rabbi Rachman ben Sion was mahmir in all cases of Shabbat delivery already from Wednesday. He wouldn't let you send it. That's what he writes in Olitzun Halik Bet Amud Kuf Nun Bet. However, Rabbi Pinchasi in his Sefer Daver Dabar in Perek Aleph Alachat Tet Zayin brings down, Yesh Machmirim lo lishloach mivrak o mechtav express be'erev Shabbat al menat sheyekabel ha'nimahan et ha'mechtav b'Shabbat. Ulam, however, im ha'davar dachuf, if it's an important letter, package, v'lo nitan l'dihoy, where you really can't delay, you need it to get there, yesh la'akel, because there is room to be mekel. Even if you're paying a little extra for it to get there on Shabbat. And some of the logic that he says is, number one, then you're the carrying, the carrier of your package, he's not carrying only your package, he's carrying a lot of other packages as well. He's carrying anyway. So what he's doing is, he's mosif, he's just carrying a little extra. So in that case over there, by telling him to take the package on Friday, deliver on Shabbat, where he's not carrying it along with other stuff, that's one hitter. That's one reason to be mekel. Number two, you're not telling the goy directly, which means you tell one worker. The worker usually now tells another worker. You tell the agent. The agent tells the delivery guy. And the delivery guy tells the next guy. So it's like amira la amira. It's not where you're telling one goy to do it. Therefore, since it's a couple of times removed, so there's room to be mekel as well, especially if it's a government postal office where they're not really considered your messengers. They're really messengers of the government for who they work for, and therefore you want to be mekel as well. So again, when it comes to express mail, if you don't have to send it for Shabbat delivery, you should not send it. However, in cases where it's, like we said, necessary, needed, that you probably have to ask a rabbi, so you get clarity what exactly is considered dahuf, necessary, if it can be pushed off or not. But there is ways that a person may send the express mail even on Friday for Shabbat delivery. However, it should be noted, a person would not be allowed, let's say, to send from America to Israel a telegram or some sort of correspondence where it is weekday, it is Friday afternoon by us, and you're sending the telegram to Israel or the communication where it's already Shabbat, and it is to say where the concern is that the postal worker who is Jewish might start dealing with that correspondence, which means processing it or making some sort of isur, delivering it and stuff like that. You have to take into consideration that in Eretz Yisrael, the postal workers are Jewish. So therefore, to send a correspondence on Erev Shabbat, where you know it's Shabbat already in Israel, and your concern is that the Jews now that are going to receive, they're going to be involved in Melacha, Rabbi Pinchasi clearly writes over Daf Ayin, Asur leYehudim mechutz la'aretz לשלוח מברק ביום שישי אחר הצהריים לארץ ישראל, אם קיימת אפשרות שהפקיד היהודי שעובד ברשות הדואר בארץ ישראל יחלל שבת. That's actually from שמירת שבת כלחטא. in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, Zeket Tzaddik Livracha. The next question was, that we asked, Rosh Kolel, was some people have a custom that they leave, stamped letters in their mailbox in order for the, postman to take them. Instead of going to the mailbox itself, you just leave it in your own, mailbox on your porch or whatever it may be, and the postman, he delivers the mail, he takes whatever mail that you have. It saves you a trip. Would you be allowed to place those letters in the post office in your own mailbox on Friday with the stamp? So he said it's mutar. There's no problem as well. The concern was maybe like a marit ayin. The guy's coming on your porch. He's taking stuff from your mailbox, walking off. Maybe it looks like you sent him and stuff like that. But he said it would be permissible to put letters in the mailbox from before Shabbat with stamps on them.